Fans, while we were in the break, Mike Bell has just been rushed to the hospital with what could be a career-ending knee injury. For all those who didn't see what happened, let me just say that it was the most violent ending to a match I have seen since the Spectre threw Todd Nightmare Knight off a 40-foot scaffold through a series of stacked tables. But like life, the show must go on, so let's go to the ring for our first of three title matches.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout will be for BACW's Northeastern Regional Championship that will be one ball to a finish. Already in the ring, three words describe his legacy. Arthur Dexter Bradley!
Bradley has been quiet all month long, and that's because word has leaked out that he has indeed tested positive for steroids, and if he doesn't pass his B sample that he submitted, along with the A that tested positive, or supposedly tested positive, ADB will be suspended from BACW for a period of 3 months. Bradley remains defiant, saying that perhaps his tests, believe it or not, were messed up with, of all people, the Spectres. And did I just read that correctly? Yes, I did. Arthur Dexter Bradley just said the Spectre. Now, if anybody has seen the Spectre's body, you know that there's nothing artificially enhanced other than maybe a McDonald's Happy Meal. I mean, anyway, I'm not going to get caught up in the speculation because here comes our Canadian wrestle dog.
And his opponent, coming down from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, is the former eWrestling.org champion, and there is only one!
Coming off a successful round one win in WWA's Global Cup tournament, Lee Real appears to be gaining in popularity in that area of the United States of America. And after listening to this crowd's initial response, it appears, at least to me, that Connecticut has accepted Lee Real's apology. Climbing up onto the apron and flipping over the top rope, Lee Real takes a bow to one knee and look at the smile on his face as the fans continue to chant his name.
And finally, the champion. He's a resident of Shreveport, Louisiana, and comes to the ring with the nickname he has made a household name throughout the South and worldwide. He is BACW's Northeastern Regional Champion, and he is one half of the Mid-South Syndicate, Paragon, Lee Johnson!
As Lee Real arrogantly opens the nylon, beckoning Johnson into the ring. Oh, it's Bradley from the blind side, and falling through the ropes and into the champion's arms. Lee Real and Johnson go down with a thud, with both men staggering to their feet. Bradley connects with a single sledge axe handle to the head, and down go both men. Here comes Bradley now grabbing the top of the apron, and he's alternating with stomps to both of his opponents. Rolling back into the ring to beat the count, Bradley bounces off the opposite side, and he's diving over and through the ropes. Oh, Johnson and Real sidestep the tumbleweed, and splattering onto the small mats, Bradley cries out in pain that his knee has given out on him. Uh-oh, I might be right, folks. Here come the trainers down the ramp into the ringside area, and as Real and Johnson continue to exchange blows on the outside, with Real getting the better of the exchange, leaning into the champion against the railing. Malik Johnson unleashes a nasty knife-edge chop that leaves a blistering mark. No hands, headbutt softens up Real enough for Johnson to roll him back into the ring, and following up with a body slam, Malik seems to be using a basic attack to ensure perfection. Hook of the leg in the cover of the count. One, two, three. No, Real clears his shoulders up in time. The referee made a mistake, folks. And this one's gonna continue. Thanks to an earlier attack by a still hobbled Arthur Dexter Bradley, Malik Johnson has captured the momentum in the early stages of the bout. And it seems to me that he's looking to add insult to injury. Brainbuster on Real. No, it stalls thanks to a quick instep by Real. Empowering of Real counters with a vertical suplex. Malik's vertebrae rattles from the collision. Oh my God, he's looking for the cover. Johnson kicks out before the referee could even get into the position to count one. And my God, That's what kind of shape Malik Johnson brings to the ring each and every month that he steps in and plans to defend this title. Irish whip into the ropes by the challenger, and here comes the champion off rebound into a back body drop that keeps him on uneasy legs. Wobbling into the upright position, Riddle flattens Johnson onto his ass with an awesome tornado blow uppercut, and Malik seems to be out of it, just staring up at the lights with a glazed look in his eyes. He's given Lee Real a chance to ascend the turnbuckle, and this can't be good. Looking into the crowd and leaping into the air. Elbow smash kicks, and I think this is it. One, two, no, kick out by Malik Johnson, and whether the fans like it here or not in the sun, this match is gonna continue. Both men have definitely flexed a bit of offense, but you can't deny that until that move, Malik Johnson just seemed to be a little less fatigued than absolutely real. The challenger doesn't seem to bother complaining about the count, and he's going all the way up to this top rope once again, and this time he's calling for his finisher. Into the air with the high line! Oh, he missed! He missed! Real missed the frog splash, and the challenger is in trouble! Writhing on the canvas in pain, Malik rolls in and out of the ring, and oh my god, he's got a steel chair! Real doesn't see the weapon of extreme, and he's fighting into the upright position with his legs looking like spaghetti. He's, oh my god, the referee is now screaming at Johnson not to use the chair. Malik pushes him out of the way. He raises the steel. Oh, big Canadator connect. Oh, the champion falls backwards as the chair pounds off his head and onto the logo, folks. I smell a title change. Pulling Malik into the side suplex position. Johnson reversal. Oh my god, side suplex counter. Drops Real neck first onto that dented steel chair. And just like that, folks, Malik Johnson is once again in control over the action. Money slam on the discarded steel chair leaves Lee Real dead for nothing in the middle of the ring. And Malik seems to be setting up on the top ropes. I think he's looking for a leg drop. At the apex of the turnbuckle, Malik gives it all he has and coming down hard. Ooh, leg drop practically takes off the challenger's head, and Johnson has this one. One, two, damn, Lee Real got his shoulder up in time, and what determination from the Canadian wrestle god. Malik pounds the canvas in frustration, and he's going back up to the ropes once again. He can't do that. I don't think that's such a good idea. He's at the apex once again for a second time, and making the sign of the cross. Oh, ADB from the side, and wow, what the hell? ADB just pushed the champion off the turnbuckle and threw the timekeeper's table. And listen to Connecticut, the Mohegan Sun has exploded. Quickly entering the ring, Lee Real throws Arthur Dexter Bradley the chair from his knees, and ADB catches it right inches from his face, turning to tell the crowd how smart he is. Bradley stands, and Real steps into a second man Canadator. ADB face first onto the canvas and drag him into the center of the ring. Lee Real is looking to end this match right here and right now. Leaping into the air from extreme height, it's the high line of the night. One, two, and a champion. Oh, Malik Johnson breaks up the count and throwing Real over the top ropes. He's making the cover. One, two, three, I don't believe it. Lee Real hits his highlight of the night finisher, and Malik Johnson benefits with the win. What a travesty of justice on behalf of Absolute Lee Real. I don't believe Malik Johnson just defended the title like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall and still BACW's Northeastern Regional Champion, Power God, Malik Johnson!
I am absolutely disgusted. What's Malik doing now? Hey, the match is over, referee! Uh-oh, Johnson isn't finished. Oh! Oh my god! Malik just nailed Arthur Dexter Bradley with that dented chair, and he's busted Bradley wide open! But apparently he's not finished! Johnson now grabs the timekeeper's bell, and he's sliding back into the ring. He's placing it on unconscious ADB's head, and we need some help out here! Not another Mike Bell! Running through it! Oh my god! Wow! Double stomp to the head of ADB, smashes that heavy timekeeper's bell right into his face, and his nose, I think, just shifted from one end to the other. I think ADB is definitely knocked out cold. I mean, my god, that steel practically crushed his skull. I don't know what else to say, but finally exiting the ring, Malik Johnson has now sent a verbal message and a physical one here at that tonight. If you come after his BACW Northeastern Regional title, you better come with your own damn body bag, because if what Malik Johnson is capable of doing each night is what he did to Arthur Dexter Bradley just now, well, Lord help us all. This guy is absolutely crazy as hell. Where did McClain find this guy from? You know, I wish I had a commentator actually answer that question. And maybe Matt McClain can answer where Malik Johnson originally came from. And I know why he brought him here to BACW. Because believe it or not, Malik Johnson, when it all comes down to it, is just as nasty as his partner, Matt McClain. We have to take a break. And when we rejoin you, it's going to be time for our eWrestling.org Heavyweight Championship between Evil Sam Goddamn Madison Champion and the challenger, the Spectre. We'll see you in a few.